have got the Rokon Show with Anna DeBlantis on your radio right now. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we got your Mark Spels is going to join you. Mm-hmm. You got your Tom Skilling is going to join you. I'll be here. I so rarely am here on the 6 o'clock hour this week.
Yesterday.
I will be here.
You had to do that Bruce Springsteen thing.
I did. I was a very important thing for the thing to be done. Mm-hmm. Now, let me just say this. I wake up this morning and I got a new planet. I'm very excited about this. Very, very excited.
I think I am too.
And I don't know what to name it. I don't know. And I'm thinking.
Can we get a vote?
I thought Roanna would be a nice. Be a nice thing.
Yeah,
but
Saturn,
I don't.
Mars.
I don't know
Roanna.
If that's going to happen. Yeah. Now, the California Institute of Technology, they're very good at what they do. And a professor of planetary astronomy, Mike Brown, is with us from there. And Mike Brown, sort of rock star in the planetary world. Wouldn't you call yourself that, Mike? I can call you that. Maybe you would.
You can call me that.
I'll call you that. And, you know, Mike is one of the guys that that basically demoted poor Pluto.
Killed it, I
just
think.
Ruined me when that happened. But now I'm thinking to myself, well, if you're going to replace it with an actual planet, then that's okay. Now, how is it possible that we don't know about this planet until now, the year 2016?
It's because it's so far away. You know, so we think of Pluto as far away. Pluto is about 4 billion miles away. This thing is somewhere between 20 billion and 100 billion miles away. So it's way the heck out there.
Well, Now that's a big, you got 80 billion in, that's a 4-to-1 differential right there, 5-to-1 differential. Is it because it's an elliptical situation? The orbit around the sun is elliptical?
That's exactly right. So that's at its closest approach, it comes in, you know, at that really close 20 billion miles, but it goes out much further. It takes something like 10,000 years to go around the sun.
So what kind of evidence did you have to announce there might be a ninth planet or is a ninth planet?
I would say that there might be a ninth planet. I mean, we are pretty convinced it's there, but somebody still needs to actually go and find it. And the evidence is that if you
good luck on that.
Yeah, I thought you guys were going to do it.
But if
you look at the outer part of the solar system, you can see that all of the very most distant objects out there, out in that region, even past Pluto, all those objects are being pushed around by something. And after many years of beating our heads and running computers and doing calculations, this is the only thing that we've been able to find that moves all those things around the right way.
And so now this would be, but it would have to be gigantic, wouldn't it, to do that?
Yeah, so it's actually like 10 times the mass of the Earth.
Oh. Would that make it the biggest thing in the solar system if it is in fact in the solar system?
No, so it's definitely the solar system, but it's not even close to the biggest thing in the solar system. In fact, it actually puts it between the mass of Earth and the mass of Neptune. But the other giant planets are even larger.
Dr. Mike, I know you're the one responsible for demoting Pluto to a dwarf planet. It's always very confusing when I read these books to my daughter.
The entire Pluto family doesn't even talk to him.
They don't talk to him. Your Twitter handle I saw is Planet Killer. So does this kind of redeem you now if you find a new one?
Pluto Killer, actually.
Or Planet Pluto Killer.
Even meaner.
Even meaner. It's a mean streak. But now if you find a new ninth planet, does that redeem you in that astronomy world?
According to my daughter, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you screwed everybody up. I mean, the problem, all these books.
I know.
You know, when I was a kid, I had the sun with all the mm-hmm. little, you know, the things that stuck out of it, right? That
did you have the little balls you hung from the little string from the ceiling or the wall?
Yeah, I had all that.
Me too.
Yeah, and I had a great map. I had one of those maps on my wall that mm-hmm. had all the planets. And I used to go to bed thinking about Pluto because it was always the furthest to the right, mm-hmm. right? You would just look at it and you'd sort of go through it and it was the last planet that you said goodnight to. and then, gone. Now, what do we have a name for this yet?
No, we are just calling it Planet 9, just as kind of the placeholder until it's actually spotted and it can get a real name.
Okay, so what do you got to do to spot it? What do we got to do here?
So we started about a year ago, now we hope that other people will join the search too. And it's really simple. Anyone can do it. Go take a telescope, point it at the sky, take a picture, come back tomorrow. Take another picture of the same spot, look for something that moves, and you just have to use the biggest telescope in the world. That's all.
Where do you find that?
On the summit of Mauna Kea on the big island of Hawaii. That's where we're headed.
Oh, I'll go there.
Well, that's a very good, yeah. That. Oh, that's nice. Someone's got to do it. Although that's like the surface of Mars up there.
It is spectacular.
It's kind of foreboding up there, don't you find it like that, Doctor? It's weird. It's not of Earth when you get up on top of that thing, and you never know what's going to go because it's still going that thing.
Right? Yeah, it's gonna go, and it's always weird to be the only guy on the airplane going to Hawaii who has his big heavy winter coat and boots.
Right, because it's icy and snowy up there.
Yeah.
It's weird. True. So anyway, but listen. It's a good job. You're going to go out there, you're going to find a ninth planet. You're going to... mm-hmm. Now, if you find it, will you name it after yourself?
Can you do that?
You know, I have to say, if my name were maybe a better name, I might do that. But Planet Brown?
Mike Brown? That's a good
planet
name.
Mike Brown? I don't know. It just doesn't really...
How about just Mike? Mike the Planet, which it would give kids something to look forward to, you know, would be what it is. All right, so now back to this idea of what it is. So it takes 10,000 years to get around the sun.
Yeah.
If it's that far out, if it's anywhere from 20 to 80 billion, depending on and where it is in its moment. And by the way, at this point, do you have any idea where you think it might be?
No, we know its path through the sky, but we don't know where along the path that it is.
Okay. So once it is, once you get a little bit more determination on this, will you learn characteristics about it? What will we know about it?
Cold. So when we find it, we will spend a lot of time on all the biggest telescopes in the world studying it to death because this is a new planet. So we will use things like the Hubble Space Telescope. We'll use all the telescopes down in Chile. We'll use a bunch of the telescopes on Mauna Kea. We'll learn what it's made out of. We will, you know, one of the big questions I have is, does it have moons? Does it have rings? I bet it does. I would love to find out, you know, so all these things we are awaiting our discovery.
And your size that you're assuming it is at 10 times that of Earth is based on the disruption it's doing to these other objects around it.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So it's sort of like the idea of the black hole too, right? You're seeing motion, but you're not quite sure what's causing it. So the only explanation is just it's a gravity suck.
Yeah, that's actually a really good analogy. I like that. I may even steal that from you.
Thank
you. Yeah, you know, feel free to quote me,
amazing.
Doctor. Yeah, it's fine.
Steal from you on that.
Yeah.
Do you, are you sure about this? And you just want all the scientific community to sort of prove you wrong, but you firmly believe, or are you still like kind of, we're not sure?
I am sure, and this is a dangerous thing to step up and say if you're not sure, because it makes you sound crazy.
Yeah.
You know, there's a planet out there.
Right.
So, you know,
listen to that guy.
We're pretty convinced that it's going to get found within the next, say, 5 years.
Oh, man.
Otherwise, you know, we're going to look a little silly.
Yeah, otherwise, that's the guy that killed Pluto, and they got us all excited about something that's not even there. All right, so now at 20 to 80 million billion miles away, it's got to be cold, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It could not possibly be one of those kinds of celestial bodies that would sustain life as we know it, certainly.
No, but, you know, in thinking about where life might be in our own solar system, sure, there are the things that are close to the sun, like the Earth and Mars, but we also consider very carefully places like Europa around Saturn, Jupiter, which has an ocean underneath an icy surface, and Enceladus that goes around Saturn that also has an ocean underneath it. And so it would not surprise me if Planet Nine has a moon around it that has similar characteristics. So it's not impossible. There's no reason to think it's true. There's no evidence that it is true, but it's not impossible.
Hey, doctor, there's no evidence it's out there right now other than this theory that it's moving other stuff around, and it's like, it must be. Because now that's a fascinating, you got to stop
is.
And think about that. Think about the math, and we talk about math careers, and we talk about, you know, the importance
of
getting people interested in this stuff we're in a screwed up town here in Chicago, right, with our school system. But think about what, it's a deduction based on variables happening out there that can be explained no other way, right? You don't see it, but you just know that things have moved. It basically been moved by the path of this thing. And so what else could it possibly be? Unless it's some Star Wars kind of promotion going on.
That's
actually,
not
I
happen.
Was thinking it might be the new X-Files promotion.
Like
that too. All right, so within the next 5 years, you figure that there will be either some sort of proof of this, and then will the telescopes? One last question here: will the telescopes that we have? Because, like you said, the Hubble Space Telescope is such an amazing tool because it can see so far and it sees so many things and it's able to send back these really dramatic images. Is it because it, but, and that's outside of our solar system, because this thing would be in our solar system, will we be able to actually get decent images of it?
Yeah, you know, if you go look at images that Hubble Space Telescope has taken, some of the most spectacular ones, I think, are the ones that it's actually taken to the planets. There are these beautiful pictures of Jupiter, beautiful picture of Saturn and its rings, and Hubble is fantastic for all of this up-close stuff, just as much as it is for the distant stuff.
So we will be able to see it. We'll be able to put eyes on this thing and be able to see it. And you'll be able to see if there's a moon, and you'll see if it's ice-encrusted or whatever.
Yeah, that's going a little too far. But we'll see if there's a moon. We'll start with that.
Okay, all right. Okay, I don't want to go too far.
No.
Because I think that's, if you don't talk about, you know, in terms of research money, you know, in terms of development, that's the stuff. That telescope and then other follow-ons are really going to be important, I think, for future research. And also, at least this guy, he needs a win right now.
Yeah.
Dr. Mike Brown. The guy needs a win. He took a planet off the scoreboard, and now he does need to replace one. So, you know.
Looks like he's doing that.
And you guys
well
do
done,
that.
Well done, Dr. Mike.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
All right, there he is, Dr. Mike Brown, Caltech.
He's super bright, obviously, and then he can still break it down so we can understand it. That's what I really love about some of those guys.
Yeah, and you have to understand that this Caltech, this is some serious crap that goes on at Caltech.
Seriously, yeah.
You know, I mean, this is like one of those. It basically is how it's if things. I learned this from The Martian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't have the Jet Propulsion Laboratory unless you got these kids that set at Caltech, set their dorm room on fire trying to figure out how to make rocket fuel. So
thanks to the nerds who were playing around and their science tricks.
Exactly. And that's what these guys did. And now you got King of the Nerds, who's found a planet for us,
mm-hmm.
even though he disappointed us before.
That's right.
Do you think his family's like, all right, if you're going to take one off, you got to put one on.
I think he's probably impressed his family pretty well. I mean, mom and dad should be proud.
Let me just say that's, I got to hand it to our producer, Jeff Carlin. He gets us, when it comes to these kinds of issues, he always gets us the most impressive guest.
It's like cool that he even agreed to come on.
Of 2016, because he's the guy that who lost the planet and now found a planet.
No.
It's not some other guy talking about the guy who did it. Mm-hmm. That's the guy who did it.
How often do you get to talk to a guy like that?
Yeah, not very often. All right. So right now, I get to talk to Violetta Podramatic. Hello. Mm-hmm.
Hello. I think that should be a planet.
Podramatic. That works.
Yeah.
Or problematic, whatever.
That would be, we should do that. Violetta Problematic has got the WGN traffic trouble spots.